Hello, everybody. Once again, welcome to the TSN Reporters Podcast. I'm Brent Wallace, joined now by the reporters, Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons. Boys, once again, Alex Rodriguez continues to play and continues to make headlines. Once again, coming out this week saying, hey, there's probably going to be more stories to come with me. What's the latest and what did you find intriguing, Bruce?
The biggest thing, and there's been a lot this week, it's hard to keep up. God bless the New York tabloids because I think they were born for this moment. I think the A-Rat headline from the New York Daily News was probably my favorite of the week. But it wasn't the snitching on teammates and other players in the Biogenesis scandal that really got me. I mean, and that's amazing that it wasn't that. It was the fact that his lawyer, he's a new flashy lawyer who has defended all kinds of ne'er-do-wells in New York, big flashy guy, and he said that the Yankees basically told the doctor that, you know, you're about to do this surgery on Alex Rodriguez. You know how every surgery is a successful surgery. We would prefer this not be a successful surgery. If you could tank this, if you could make sure he never appears on the field as a Yankee again, we would appreciate it. Now, the doctor doesn't seem to have done that. But that is an extraordinary charge in the world of sports, in the world of anywhere.
This is like a lawyer setting off a bomb and a fire all at the same time. I mean, it's one thing to question the Yankees and their honesty. It's another thing, incredibly, to question a doctor and his situation. Because you're talking, there's potential legal action at play immediately upon this. I mean, I'm juggling all of my Alex Rodriguez stories, and I'm not sure which one to let drop right now.
Because it's not the mafia. The ratting part is not the biggest deal. I mean, MLB is not the Cosa Nostra, even though sometimes it plays one on TV. It is the doctor angle. And, of course, there's a Canadian angle to the doctor story, Steve, and I know you love all things Canadian. It's Rodriguez's relationship with Tony Galea, the Canadian doctor. Now, the question is what the Yankees did after A-Rod said, or his mouthpiece said, that they wanted to tank the surgery. The Yankees said, what about Rodriguez's relationship with the Canadian doctor?
Well, that's been a hole for a whole lot of athletes. That's been a question unto itself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure it's ever been settled out. Mm-hmm. You know, with Tony Galea, with the people around him, with that group that clearly was pushing the envelope on what athletes could and couldn't do. And this is just one sidelight of the many in the in the A-Rod story. I just like the fact that he's run the gamut now. You know, he's gone.
You're saying he's done?
No, I'm not saying he's done.
No, he hasn't run the whole gamut.
He might be out of nicknames, though, because he's gone from A-Rod to A-Fraud to A-Roid to now A-Rat.
A-Narc. I like A-Narc.
Oh, A-Narc, okay. So, I mean, what's next?
But let's bring back, you talk about the A-Rat stuff. Being a snitch, going into that locker room when you've allegedly sent information about your own teammate, Francisco Cervelli, on this Biogenesis thing, can he go into this locker room anymore? And, I mean, it's already pretty clear the Yankees don't really want him around to begin with.
Well, if you actually were in the Yankee locker room when A-Rod's been there in the past few years, he's an island mm-hmm. by himself. He goes by himself, he acts by himself, he hangs out by himself. He doesn't really intermingle much in that group. Now, if he walks in, he doesn't intermingle and he becomes poison.
Well, I think the saving grace for him here is that he didn't name someone like Derek Jeter. Because I think that would have been the nuclear bomb. This was merely a small neutron bomb. But still, at the same time, T.J. Quinn of ESPN, who's been a lead guy on this, said that he's had agents do this in the past, where he's going after an agent's client, says, maybe you've tested positive, and the agent had redirected that and said, well, what about these names? Have you looked into these names? To do it as a player with Ryan Braun, who at this point is a bit of a pariah himself, and to do it with another guy in the Yankees clubhouse, that, to me, is crossing a line that I've never seen crossed in baseball.
But we don't know that Rodriguez did that. Mm-hmm. I doubt that Rodriguez himself did that. Now, maybe he employs people who did that.
Which is essentially the same thing.
Or maybe one of the people he employs, independent of him, went and did that.
We're trying to give the guy a small benefit of the doubt there. I don't think A-Rod said, hey, get a load of me. No, look at those guys. Jason Grimsley did something similar to this.
Mitchell Report.
And he became a pariah, so maybe it is a mafia.
But this even takes a nut on another level because of the Players Association's involvement in supporting Alex Rodriguez and defending his suspension. And how does the Players Association now defend a guy who may or may not have ratted out players?
Yeah, there's no way to avoid kind of doing both. You kind of have to do both. You have to defend Alex Rodriguez because the precedent here is still dangerous no matter what he's done. The precedent of Major League Baseball using the tactics they've used to get the biogenesis documents to go after a player like this is something the Major League Baseball Players Association does not want. So they still have to defend him. But what's happened here? I mean, we're talking about all this as to whether or not he can exist in the Yankees locker room. There still is a 211-game suspension sitting over Alex Rodriguez's head. And this still could come down. We're starting to see the evidence come out, or at least the evidence baseball says it has, which is of him outing other players in addition to three separate PED violations. And that's how you get up to 211. His career could still end very quickly. We're just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, I'm just waiting to see what the next story is going to be. That's the reporters for today. Thanks very much. I'm Brent Wallace. Once again, Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons joining me.